3, 2, 1, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things Zamalek, Al Ahly, Percy Tau, and Bito Mosimane. So, let's head right into it. We will then start with Zamalek as they've recently been crowned the champions of Egypt. So, Zamalek have won the Egyptian League, and this breaking the vice grip-like spell that Al Ahly have had on that trophy in the past couple of years. So, this bodes really well for Zamalek as they've been obviously the biggest rivals to Al Ahly, and them winning the Egyptian League bodes very well for them also going into the CAF Champions League, as we do know that intense rivalry that they do have doesn't just boil down to the local league, that being the Egyptian League, but it spans to a continental aspect, and that is when they do battle within the CAF Champions League. So with Zamalek winning this, I think it's good for Egyptian football, because then it sort of strengthens it, because Al Ahly were just running away with the league season in, season out. But with Zamalek now starting to rise to prominence again, starting to have quality players again, this really bodes well for them. And also then becomes very interesting to see if they can actually go on and challenge within this year's CAF Champions League. And when you have a look at Al Ahly, I think they struggled during the league campaign because of the amount of attention that was put into the CAF Champions League and how hard they had to work to win the CAF Champions League. And considering the fact that within the Egyptian League at times, Bito Mosimane would field a squad which wasn't his strongest, because he had one eye on retaining the CAF Champions League. However, Zamalek are the champions of Egypt, and they will be looking to obviously retain their title and go into Africa and look to dethrone Al Ahly on that front too. Moving on then along into the next segment. The next segment then is Al Ahly have signed Percy Tau from Brighton on a 4-year deal. So, with regards to these news, for Al Ahly, I'll start with Al Ahly. This is a great signing by virtue of the fact that they're getting a quality footballer who's got a complete skill set from my perspective. This is a player that can bring so much to Al Ahly. However, the other side of the coin is Percy Tau. When it comes to Percy Tau and you look at his career, I don't really advocate for this move. And I say that because he's at the peak of his powers, A. B, he was already in the English Premier League. I just felt that he had to stick it out and keep fighting for his position. And if you look at Brighton and the club that they are, and you look at their business model, they are a selling club. So eventually they were going to sell certain players. If you look at players like Trossard and Mope, Bissouma, these were players that are eventually going to move on, you know. And I just think Percy Tau's time was going to come, you know. But one could argue that he's been at Brighton for so many years. He's been loaned out so many times. And Brighton haven't really given him his opportunity. And when you look at it from that perspective, then one gets very disappointed with that. Because you ask yourself, what does Percy Tau have to do to break into that Brighton side? You look at his skill set, you look at his eye for goal, and you look at his ability to also assist goals. You know, he's the type of player that could fit very well into a Graham Potter side. And I mean, if you remember in the preseason, he had very good performances. He even scored a Messi-esque goal within the preseason, but still not enough to get his way into that Brighton side. So from that perspective, when it comes to Brighton, I'm disappointed that they didn't give him enough time and didn't thoroughly integrate him into the squad. Because when you look at the English Premier League from an abilities perspective, I don't think there's many players in the English Premier League that can match Percy Tau with regards to his creativity and with regards to his ability to beat players and either score a goal and or create a chance. And when you consider the fact that This is a player that can fit into multiple systems, and Graham Potter is a tactically fluid manager who likes to institute different styles of play. So Percy Tau could fit in a false nine system. He could play as an inverted forward. He could play as an inside forward, an inverted winger coming off the right hand side, then coming in. So just an illustration here. He could start off the right. He could always come in, occupy that half space, occupy vertical zone four. So here's a player that could do so much for you. He could also play as a false nine, very comfortable in zone 14. He can come into deeper central zones. So this is a player that could offer so much for Brighton. But hey, I guess the decision has been made and he has signed for Al Ahly. So let's then focus on Al Ahly and what does Percy Tau bring to this Al Ahly side. So firstly, like I mentioned, Percy Tau has previously worked with Pito Mosimane when they were both at Sundowns, and I'd like to say that it was a very Pep and Messi-esque relationship, in the sense that Pito Mosimane was able to get the best out of Percy Tau, and Percy Tau was able to get the best out of Pito Mosimane as a manager. They achieved so many things, winning the league title, domestic trophies, and winning the great CAF Champions League. So when you have a look at what could potentially happen here, we're having a look at a father and a son coming back together and working together. But now they work together within the parameters of one of the greatest footballing institutions within the world, which is Al Ahly. So this is a great move for Al Ahly, and it's a major coup that they were able to sign a player of this caliber. And when we look at it then, Al Ahly tend to line up in their traditional 4-3-3, or it could be a 4-2-3-1. So we'll look at it from both perspectives. I will then start with a 4-2-3-1, because that's what Pito tends to favor, you know. So if we're looking at it from a 4-2-3-1 perspective, so I will note that Al Ahly have signed other players as well, but the main focus on today's episode is obviously the son of the soil being Percy Tau, and seeing how then does he fit into a Pito Mosimane side. So if it is a 4-2-3-1, we do know that in goals, they start with the very experienced Al Shenawy, centre-back pairing of Badri Benoun, who starts at the right-sided centre-half. Left-sided centre-half, you've got Ashraf. At left-back, you've got Malul. As the right-back, you've got Tofik. Then in the midfield, this is where it gets very interesting, because there could be a change, you know. You could have Sulay as the right-sided pivot. Left-sided pivot, you can have Fatih, or you can have Alu Dieng and Fatih, you know. So let's then go with Alu Dieng and Fatih, just for starters. And then in there, as the playmaker, you have Manti Afsha. He is their, yeah, he is their talisman, he's their playmaker, he's their main man when it comes to instituting a creative approach when it comes to the beautiful game, especially in the final third, in the central zones, very comfortable, pops up in the half spaces as well. And then at right wing, you'd have Al Sahat, at left wing, you'd have Tahir, and then you'd have Sharif up front. So when we then look at it from a forward line perspective, where would Percy Tau fit in? So I then think that Percy Tau would come in for Tahir, but he would then swap and go to the right side, and then you'd have Al Sahat coming off the left, cutting in, and then on this side you have Percy Tau starting off the right, but drifting in into the half space, and sometimes into zone 14, which is vertical zone 3, popping up in these central spaces, then coming a lot closer to Sharif. So if we're looking at it from a 4-2-3-1 perspective, I think that's what Pito would most likely go with, because Percy Tau is very comfortable playing in this half space channel, and he is a player with an eye for goal, like I mentioned, so he can always come in. But the greatness when it comes to Percy Tau is that he can also start on the left hand side. You could have El Sahad stop there because he's so very good at occupying the half spaces. Whether it is vertical zone 2 half space or vertical zone 4 half space. So he can always come in and come a lot closer. And what I like about what he brings to this Al Ahly offensive line is that it's tactically fluid and positional play would be instituted to its highest level by virtue of the fact that you're going to have them moving and interchanging. Afshar is a player who can come off the left and come inside, so you can have Percy Tau going and sort of become a second striker and assist Sharif. So there's so many things that Peter Musimane can do and institute within a 4-2-3-1 when bringing in Percy Tau. And we do know that in the opposition half, Al Ahly tend to become very, very aggressive. So what you will see is the two wing backs giving the width in Malul on the left hand side. On the right hand side, you have Tofiq. And then you will have the two centre halves pushing up, ball playing centre half. So you've got Badr Benoun and then you've got Ashraf, a comfortable left sided centre half who's very good at breaking the lines and instituting play from deep for this Al Ahly side. And then in there, you've got Fatih, you've got Alou Dieng, and then you've got Afsha. And then you could have Al Sahad coming in. You could have Percy Tau joining a lot closer. So he could even make it a two up front because of his goal-scoring prowess and his ability to read the game very well with regards to final third cohesion with Sharif and box entries. So then you could have a case where maybe you've got Alou Dieng coming there, and then you could have Fatih coming into the half space, and then you've got Afsha who could come across and occupy that half space. Then you could have Al Sahad a lot closer. So in a sense, it can easily end up looking like a 3-6-1. So within this horizontal channel, you've got six players, and then that is a positive and progressive overload from an offensive perspective because of how many numbers you have in here. Or it can even end up looking like a 3-5-2, you know, where you can have Percy Tau joining in there, and then you could have Al Sahad maybe coming into that half space, have Fatih pushing a lot more across, and then have Afsha in that half space. So there's many things that Peter Musimane could look to do from a 4-2-3-1 perspective. But what would he do if it was a 4-3-3? And what would this Al Ahly side potentially look like? Well, I think you're potentially looking at a world-class front three of Sharif, Percy Tau, and Magdi Afsha. But how would he do that? So let's go then into the tactical illustration of what it could potentially look like. So 4-3-3 is also one of their go-to systems that Peter Musimane does love to institute. So then we would see the double pivot dropping. We would see an extra man in midfield, which then would constitute for Sulaya, Hamdi Fatih, and Alou Dieng to start all together as a three in midfield. So the back four would stay the same. El Shaarawy would be in goals. And then you'd have Alou Dieng sitting. You've got Fatih on the one side. You've got Sulaya on the other side as two number eights. You know, these are tactically sound players. Very complete midfielders who can do the whole lot. So they can break down play. They can start play from deep. And they've also got an eye for goal. They're very comfortable on the ball. And what you will see sometimes from Alou Dieng, you will see him venturing forward. This is a player who, you know, a lot of teams in Europe are very interested, most notably Galatasaray. So a lot of teams are sniffing for his service. So this just shows you the depth and the magnitude of this Al Ahly side and how good they are from a qualitative perspective. So when we're looking at a 4-3-3, then the back four stays the same. You've got Alou Dieng in there, you've got Hamdi Fatih, you've got Sulaya. And then the three up front, you've got Sharif, you've got Percy Tau, who can come off the right and invert as an inside forward. And then on the left-hand side, you've got Magdi Afsha, who can play as the playmaker. So, yes, he might start off the left, but this man can drift into this
vertical zone, deeper in the half space, or a lot closer to the box and have that final third penetration. Very good at that. He's got an eye for goal. He can pop up in zone 14. So what I love about this Al Ahly side is that there's so many things that Peter Mosimane can do with it, especially with the inclusion of a Percy Tau. And what I believe it gives them more goal threat up front. You now have another goal scorer alongside a Sherif and a Mahdi Afshar. So what that then does is that it ensures that there's always going to be A, chance creation, B, shots at target, and goals being scored, and the goals being equally shared. So Al Ahly now won't be overly reliant on Sherif and Mahdi Afshar, but now these Percy Tau as well. It makes them a lot more dangerous and a lot more complete from that perspective, which then becomes very interesting with regards to how they will then go about their business in the Club World Cup, this coming Club World Cup. So when we then look at them as a 4-3-3, the shape would be very similar in the opposition half, because the fullbacks still do bomb up with Maloud, who is very dangerous on the left side. Tofik as well when it comes to giving that width. But with it being similar, now with the 4-3-3, they can go one better and sort of have Afshar coming in there and Percy Tau coming in there. So there's a lot more focus then on zone 14 and the final third with regards to box entries and penetration as well, which then gives these three men in midfield a lot of space to dictate terms. And but then again, very similar to the 4-2-3-1 in the opposition half from an offensive perspective, you still then have your six in this horizontal channel. So yeah, so there's so many things that Peter Mosimane can do with this Al Ahly side, and I see that Percy Tau will fit very well within this Al Ahly side. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how does Peter Mosimane impose himself when it comes to the CAF Champions League and when it comes to the Club World Cup. So very excited then to see how that works out for Percy Tau and Peter Mosimane. Al Ahly will be looking to compete on all fronts. And what I like about Mr. Peter Mosimane is that he's a very ambitious coach. And when you look at the types of signings that he's made, you know, just to mention a few, Percy Tau and Lewis is another player that he's added. These are types of players that show that he wants to go and actually compete at the Club World Cup. He doesn't just want to make up the numbers. So it's going to be a very interesting couple of months coming up ahead for Al Ahly. Can they compete at the Club World Cup? At home, do let me know. What do you guys make of Percy Tau joining Al Ahly on a 4-year deal? And do you then think that they will be able to compete on all fronts and look to possibly go up against a Chelsea at the Club World Cup and look then to bring the Club World Cup home back to Africa? So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed analyzing this one and having a tactical preview of how Percy Tau could potentially fit into this Al Ahly side. Thank you very much for supporting Disky Talk with Luyolo. Signing out.